from the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi there, I'm Andrew Bucklow and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Monday the 16th of May. We'll start with politics. The Prime Minister has unveiled a brand new policy to help first home buyers. If he's re-elected, Scott Morrison will allow first home buyers to unlock up to $50,000 of their superannuation to buy a house. Critics of the plan, however, argue that the move would drive up house prices. In other news, it's been revealed that Andrew Symonds' dogs refused to leave his side after his fatal car crash on Saturday. The cricket legend's two blue heelers were in the car with him, and when rescuers tried to free Symonds from the vehicle, one of the dogs in particular was very sensitive and growled at anyone who went near his owner. Moving on now, a 27-year-old man was shot and killed by police in Ipswich yesterday. Officers opened fire after the man, who was allegedly carrying a gun, lunged at police. Ethical Standards Command are now investigating the incident on behalf of the state coroner. Overseas now, and Finland has announced its intention to join NATO, and Sweden is considering doing the same. The announcements are a stunning reversal of the two Nordic countries' military non-alignment policies. Now, the news won't go down well with Vladimir Putin. He has repeatedly warned both countries of consequences if they join the alliance. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To TV news, this year's Gold Logie nominees were announced yesterday. Reigning winner Tom Gleeson is in the running once again. He's up against Hamish Blake, Julia Morris, Karl Stefanovic, Melissa Leong, Ray Maher and Sonia Kruger. Voting for the Gold Logie is now open at tvweeklogiesvote.com and the ceremony will be held on the Gold Coast on June 19. And finally, actor Jason Momoa has apologised for taking photos inside the Sistine Chapel in Vatican City. Photography is off limits in the chapel due to the fact the flash can be harmful to the artwork.
So I don't want to, I would never want to do anything to disrespect someone's culture. So if I did, I apologize and that wasn't my intention.
And just a reminder that news.com.au is giving you the chance to win an electric vehicle worth $48,000. Just register to play Super Voter and pick who you think will win and lose their seats in the federal election. You can get all the details at supervoter.com.au. That's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Your headlines from news.com.au.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall, so it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.